To go back to that farmers market that we told you about last week, this is something that has been a long time coming for residents of the plateau. Marché du Louth opened this Sunday in the schoolyard at École Saint-Jean-Baptiste with a pancake breakfast and music by Montreal bluegrass group The Murder Ballads. Here's what the market sounded like on Sunday.
My name is Linda Sullivan. I'm a volunteer with Marché du Louth, and it's Sunday morning, and we are here at the market. I live in the plateau myself, and I'm really happy to have access to this kind of stuff because we don't get to go to Marché Jean Talon or Atwater very often. And I think that, that this is a really good way to spend your time. Well, we have several tables and tents. We have honey, we have vegetable, we have olive oil, tons of different produce. Someone's even selling salsas and sauces. And just people everywhere talking, chatting, interacting. Today we have a pancake breakfast, so the lineup is huge. Everybody's having coffee, and there are kids everywhere. We have a clown and live music. Like, it's really quite a nice atmosphere.
Hi, my name is Carlo Primiani. I live on Jeanne Mance. I get a little sad when I go into a supermarket in the middle of summer and you're buying tomatoes from Mexico and produce from I don't know where else in South America. So it's really just, it's a little more expensive, but I think it's definitely worth it, and it's worth it for my morale at least, if nothing else.
Hello, I'm Patrick Brenner. I'm from Domaine Le Mouton à Saint-Pat, and we're selling honey, natural honey. To be able to sell directly to people, it's really a good thing because you can show your product, you can explain to people how you make your product. They can try the product here. When you're in the grocery, you have only many packages, and you can't try the product. Here, you can try the product.
Hi, my name is Bronwyn Chester. I'm at the Marché du Louth, and I live near the corner of Drolet and Roy. I think it's great. I think it's just so nice to have like a space like this being well used, for one thing, and there are lots of kids around and everything. And it's nice being able to buy local products like close by. It'll be great. I'm sure it's going to build up over the summer. My only reservation is I know of grocery stores that are really independent grocery stores that are really hurting and that cannot sell their produce outside on the sidewalk because of city bylaws. And frankly, I'd rather support the grocery store that's been there for decades, and support them in selling local products and support whatever movement there is to allow them to support to sell stuff outside as they. They sometimes do, but they can get fined for it and things. And I think that's something that really, really needs to be addressed. So I really like this, but I would hate for this to take away from, like, grocery stores that have existed for a long time.
Okay. Hi, I'm Helen Fotopoulos, and we're at a public market here on the plateau. I'm the mayor of the borough. There are other areas of the plateau and Montreal that are looking at doing public markets. The citizens and the local groups have to get it together because it is a citizen-run thing. The borough is there to support and to help whenever in any way it can, but what the key to success here is citizen implication.
Hi, my name is Poya Safari from Co-op Jardin de la Résistance. I hope it'll continue to grow and keep its character, keep with small farmers, and I hope that eventually, I mean, people in this neighborhood and, like I said, in other neighborhoods as well, don't shop at Loblaws anymore or IGA, and we'll be able to shop here. I know things are often more expensive at markets, but I think you're paying the real price.
That's what Marché du Louth sounded like yesterday. It's going to run every Sunday until October. It's at 4265 Laval. That's Laval and Marianne. For more info about the Marché du Louth, go to its website. It's Marché du Louth with an H at the end, .com. That's MarchéDuLouth.com.